I'm struggling to figure out what a title to this video should be because what I want to go over today is all the events that took place just within the last 6 months that should have, if it was going to do anything, it should have crashed the housing market. So we went from not too long ago, we had, what was it? Bank failures. In 2023, we had bank failures. There was about four of them, and everybody just said this was going to be chaotic. It was going to cause bank closures all over the country. Well, that subsided. And then what did we do? We went to the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling, I kept saying, guys, hold off. The debt ceiling's going to be fixed. And then Secretary Yellen came out and she's like, I don't know, if we don't get this resolved, it's going to be catastrophic for the world. So we went through that stage. Then we had inflation. Remember just a year ago, not even less than a year ago, inflation was at its about 9%, the highest that we've saw in decades and decades and decades. And then we had the Federal Reserve raise rates over the last year and a half, 10 times, more than any time ever in history. So that didn't crash the market. So what are we looking at right now in when it comes to in terms of the housing market? Well, let's get over to some of the headline news that we have today. So let's see what these are. These are the top stories for today. You can see right here, top stories in the news today. So let's go down through this and let's go over some topics that might be of interest to you. 50 million under severe storm watch. Judge Cannon jumpstarts oversight of Trump classified documents. See how the GOP has reacted to the Trump indictment. Greece scours shipwreck. Woman killed in attack near historic German castle. Highway collapse. I hope you understand that the media, what they're out there for is the shock and awe. They want your attention. That's why they say 50 million under severe storm watches. You know, 50 million. Okay, I get it. Severe storm. Okay, so I hope you get my point. So what I want to go over with you today is some of the things that we've had just in the last week or so, and especially this week when it comes to the Fed's interest rate decision. So what we want to go over to is let's see how bad the economy is really going when it comes to getting down interest rates and solving the inflation puzzle that we have now. So what I want to recap is some of just the economics that came in this week that I think will signal that inflation is coming down dramatically once a lot of things get factored in. So we just go through it. On Tuesday, we had the consumer price index. That was down, okay? The core CPI, that was down. Then we go to the PPI, the producer price index. That's down. Core PPI, that's down. People, number of people losing their jobs for first-time employment claims, that's up. So you get my point. There's in the sphere of the economics, there's a black cloud over everything right now. If that hasn't really crushed housing market, what will? Well, the next piece of the puzzle is now home affordability. So house prices are basically stagnant right now. There are pockets, well, basically anywhere in the country, if you have a $300,000 house, if it's available out there, it's gone. It sells within hours and you'll have multiple bids. The problem that we have is from $350 to, say, $700 or $1 million. Okay, in most parts of the country, out in California, that's a starter home. But in most parts of the country, when you get to about, you know, $400,000, $500,000 to about $1 million, that's going to be a bad spot. Because with mortgage rates going up, those payments are putting, you know, the rates are putting payments for those groups of people in a really tough position. And then you have multi-million dollars. What are you seeing there? Well, you're seeing foreign investors. They're buying up. In 2022 alone, there was over, I think I counted up the other day, $20 billion in foreign or money coming over buying real estate. So that's helping prop up the market. Investors are back, believe it or not. Because if you can find a house for $250,000, $200,000, you can easily rent that thing out. So now the headwinds that we have is everybody is pulling the context out of what the Federal Reserve, some Federal Reserve members come out and they yap their gums. And the reason for it is they want to shock the market because the markets or the Fed didn't like what the markets did after they came out and did what they did. So we saw the Fed didn't do anything with rates this week. And I said, guys, give it about 24 hours because you're going to see after everybody analyzes this data, you're going to see rates come down and you're going to see the stock market go up. Okay, because the markets are liking this data. They're seeing that inflation's coming down. Okay, but now you have chairman, parts of the Federal Reserve, people that sit on the board, they're coming out again and talking. Well, guys, this is a smokescreen. just like this was a smokescreen to get your attention. So I want you guys to understand, Waller, he sits on the Federal Reserve. He says bank failures may influence how much the Fed raise interest rates. But if you go over to this segment right here, and I'm going to pull up, where did it go? Right here. This is comments from the Federal Reserve people just within the last 24 hours. So let me put my glasses on, because this is where I get really frustrated. You have Waller coming out and barking, okay? Waller, both these people sit on the Federal Reserve board. Waller, core inflation not moving, need more tightening. Waller, core inflation not coming down, like I thought it would. Barkin, if Fed backs off too soon, it risks having a hike more. Barkin, well, you know, obviously you're going to, whatever. Barkin, I'm comfortable doing more if the data warrants. So if you read the data, I'm comfortable doing more if the data, okay? If backs off, like I thought, core inflation not coming down, not more, okay. Barkin, slowing pace of rate hikes give time to assess data. Assess data, okay. Assess the data before you do it again. U.S. economy still rippling along. Waller, still not clear. Recent bank failures. So you get my point. They come out there and they talk, but the media does this because they want your, oh my goodness, what are they going to do now? So that's what's behind the scenes right now. And that's floating over right now to the bond markets. So let's recap again what we've seen just this year alone. Bank failures, highest inflation that we've seen in decades. Federal Reserve raised rates unprecedentedly. What's happened to housing? And there's pockets out there crashing, but a lot of the economy right now, especially in housing, is holding its own. So my predictions for this year were, you know, housing, I saw it flat, maybe down 5%. I saw mortgage rates about 5.5%, maybe a little bit higher than that. And all those numbers are coming to fruition as we see. So that was my recap of the day. I just wanted you guys to be aware. Make sure that the data you watch and you focus on, they're giving you not only the context, you know, just the highlights, but they're actually giving you the data behind the scenes so you understand why people are doing and why the media is doing what they're doing and so forth. So, guys, I just want to cap off the remainder of the week's, our last video of the week is just saying, please relax, okay? If you're out there and you would like to, you know, kick the tires of, can you qualify for a house? Is it the right decision for you? Here's a proposal I have for you. Set up a meeting with us. My name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update every day to inform you guys what's going on in the economy. But my goal here is to educate and inform you guys everything real estate. So if you're out there and you're like, I'd really like to see if I can buy a house. Well, reach out to us. We'd love to help. You might say, can I buy my first investment property? We'd love to help walk you down that path as well. You might be buried in debt right now because a lot of people are just, they have a fantastic rate on their first mortgage, but they're like, I can't refinance because I got that great rate, but I am buried in debt and I have a bunch of equity in my home. Let's talk about a home equity loan. Or if you're out there and you've locked already, okay, if you're locked already, rates are all over the map. So if you're locked already or you're kicking the tires with another lender and you're like, hey, I want to check and see, you know, can I get a better rate somewhere else? Well, a lot of our viewers, they know how we do things. What we do is we're a mortgage broker and we're actually a federally chartered bank. So I work at a bank that I'm licensed, that allows me to be licensed all over the country so I can help you guys no matter what state you're in. But we're also one of the country's largest brokerages. And that means I have access to, right at this time, we have about 70 banks and lenders and mortgage companies, the ones that you would probably reach out to get a quote. We have those in our arsenal. So what I can do with the proprietary, well, basically with the computer systems that we have, is I can plug in all your data, scan all these banks and lenders out there to see whose rate is out there that might be a bit better than our bank's rate. And then I can offer that rate to you. I can offer their program to you. So if I don't have it here at the bank, I'll find it for you and place you with that. And the fee to you for that is nothing. So how do you reach out to us, especially if you're like, hey, Dan, I got a mortgage quote. How do I have you check that to see if it's maybe can be beaten? Well, go over to the rateupdate.com right here, and you're going to hit loan estimate. You click that. It's going to come up with this form. You're going to just put in minor information. The biggest thing here is how do you want us to get back with you? That's right through here. Give us any unique information that you have, and then upload that your loan estimate, because within 3 days of a lender pulling your credit, what they have to do is they have to send you what's called a loan estimate. That's going to go over all the terms of your loan. It's going to give you go over the purchase price of the house, the loan amount, the rate, the fees, I'll emphasize the fees, and are you locked in? And those are the things that we're going to analyze to see if there's something better out there for you. So hope you enjoy the video, guys. I hope you get entertainment value from this. And all I ask you to do is three things. If you would, subscribe to my channel. Click down below, give us a thumbs up, and make sure you hit the bell. Every time we post a video, you get an alert, because I don't know if you realize, but we have live events every Wednesday to answer your questions live for anybody out there that has any mortgage-related questions. So thanks so much for watching today, guys. I greatly appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.